13 short stay beds. As you say, it's people need a respite, but also people who need just a short stay in hospital, or people who may be recuperating from being in Letterkenny or being in a larger hospital and just need an extra little bit of time before they get home. Like, and also, Killybegs Hospital covers a large number of people, you know, from Killybegs and all the way from Glencombe, Kildon, and Ardra, and up to Brooklyn, and Nuckinelly, and even sometimes farther afield, you know, if there's no place in Donegal Town Hospital, Community Hospital, because there's a number of beds closed there as well for works. The response I got just said that once approval is given to recruit, the older persons management team will work closely with the human resources to recruit the staff. So it looks from that response that they aren't in a hurry to recruit the staff as yet. They haven't made the decision, or else the money isn't there. I don't know which.
And the reality is, given the geographical location of Killybegs, this is going to have an impact both on Letterkenny University Hospital and on Sligo University Hospital as well, because that region it serves in southwest Donegal would, I presume, encompass patients from both hospitals.
Yeah, well, then the thing is, if the older people aren't having a place to go in Killybegs, then they can't leave Letterkenny or they can't leave Sligo. So that makes the problem in Letterkenny and Sligo a bit more serious, you know, when the people can't leave to recuperate somewhere else.
Are you hopeful that you asking the minister to get involved and approaching the HSC directly would perhaps light a fire under this process and get that recruitment progressed a bit more quickly?
Well, that's the idea. Hopefully, once they know there's a bit of heat on, they'll start this process, move it on a bit quicker, you know, and get the people recruited, you know, so these beds can be opened.